Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah says, Tahtit hasorfin teme'ah, the wooden under tray of a goldsmith or a silversmith can become tameh because it's meant to contain all the shavings of the gold and silver. Where the silversmith or the goldsmith would sit was a place underneath them that had a rimmed wooden tray. A goldsmith or a silversmith would catch the shavings during their work in that spot. It has a container and therefore could become tameh. Veshel nafahin tehora, but the wooden under tray of a blacksmith is tahor because it's not meant to contain anything. The iron fillings that fall off are not worth anything, and therefore the under tray is made the same way as the goldsmiths or the silversmiths, but it's not meant to be used as a container, and therefore it is tahor. Mashhezet sheyesh ba bet kibul shemen teme'a, a sharpening board made of wood that has an indentation in it used as a container for oil to rub on the board while sharpening the knife is something that could become tameh because the oil container makes the board itself a container. But a board that does not have a container in it for oil is tahor because it's then a regular flat wooden utensil. Pinkas sheyesh bo bet kibul sha'ava tameh, a wooden tablet that has in it a container for wax is something that could become tameh because the tablet now is a container itself. A storekeeper would use a wax coating on this tablet and he would use a stylus in order to engrave letters. Some were flat, some were coated with wax. Others had a rim around it to hold on to the wax. Here we're talking about the rimmed tablet could become tameh because it's considered to be a container. V'she'en ba tehora, but a wooden tablet that does not have a rim around it to contain the wax is tahor because it's not a container, but it just has wet wax smeared on it. Now we'll talk about a utensil made of straw or weeds. If you have a container that's made out of those, it's like a wooden container. If it's durable and it's not temporary, it has the ability to become tameh if it has a container. A straw or reed mat, if it's made to lie down on or sit on, it becomes like a bed, which could become tameh of tumat midras. Mishnah continues, mahatzela takash ushfofere takash. A straw mat made to sit on or a straw tube made as a container. Rabbi Akiva says it could become tameh because it's durable enough to be considered to be a keli. But Rabbi Yohanan ben Uri metahed. But Rabbi Yohanan ben Uri says no, it's tahor because it's not durable enough to be considered a keli. Rabbi Shimon omer, af shel pakuot kayotze bayin, says Rabbi Shimon, even mats or tubes made of a stalk of a pumpkin or a gourd are like those made of straw, and the machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yohanan ben Uri would apply to those as well. Mahatzelet kanim veshel helef, a mat made of reeds or of grass. Tehora is tahor because it's too hard to sit on comfortably, so therefore it usually would not be made to sit on but for shade, and therefore it's not possible to become tameh. Shefoferet hakaneh shehattacha lekabbalah tehora, ad shiotzi et kol hakachai, a tube made out of reeds that one cut to be used as a container after hollowing out the inside is tahor until it removes all of the white substance inside the reed from the reed. Until it removes that, then it's not something that's considered to be a container until it's fully hollowed out. So until then, it remains tahor.